John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Everybody there? Verse 1. John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. Darkness cannot comprehend the things of light. Oh, they can have all the religion. They can even quote scriptures. They might even know the Bible. But if they're still in darkness, they can't comprehend it. If they're out of order and out of position, they can't comprehend it. That's why you can talk to people till your mouth runs dry, and they still won't get it. Amen. See, God holds everything, and He makes a way where there seems to be no way. And when you walk in the way that He makes and you reject it, hello. See, we are either blessed or cursed. Obedience brings blessing. Disobedience brings curses. And people don't understand it. They can fight, and try and get free. They never get free until curses are broke. Hallelujah. Go to verse 14. And the Word became what? Flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Now we know that grace is God's plan of escape. And truth is what God speaks. God is truth. God is light. Truth. So we know that there is a prevailing truth is what I want to call it. It's strong. It influences. It's force. It's predominant. It triumphs. It's superiority. Truth. Truth. Prevailing truth. Amen? So grace and truth is from the eternal realm and the eternal reality. It was brought forth into the temporary realm in a false reality. See, we live in a false reality. The plan of escape and be guided is by truth. Now, when the Lord was giving me this message, He gave me a vision with it. And I saw, you know, those power lines, you know, and some of the other, I don't know if they have them here, but in some of the European countries, they have trains that have power lines over them. They're connected. Well, we have power lines that's connected everywhere. And in this, that's what God began to show me. He said, truth is power. It's power. Truth is power. And, you know, so many people are walking, and that's why the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy and puts people in deception. So we're to be guided by truth. The plan of escape is guided by the truth. Truth is the power grid of all creation. Truth is the power grid of all creation. Why, it connects everything, isn't it? It is the source of all resources. Again, we have electrical cables that run trains. They run ski lifts and all kinds of things, right? You have electrical cables that run machinery, technology. In fact, they're always trying to increase technology, aren't they? And what comes into your homes, think about this. It's a simple understanding. You got power that comes into your home. But there's no power there unless you do something. Turn it on. Faith turns it on. Faith is the switch that releases the power of truth. Once attached to the truth, there's no end. Once you are truly attached to the truth, there's no end. It's unlimitless. Does everybody understand that? To attach must turn on the switch by faith, because truth is constant. Everyone say truth is constant. Truth is light and power, isn't it? Amen. Prevailing truth. Nothing can come against the truth. You have the power to choose truth or reject it. That's your choice. Many people want to get free but won't cooperate with grace. That is the plan of truth, to be free. They'd rather take medication. They'd rather do all kinds of other stuff. So many people want to drive through freedom. There's no drive through freedom. John 14. You know, I don't care what you're addicted to. It doesn't matter. That's bondage. Amen? People are addicted to themselves. That's why Jesus said, deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. I get stuff all the time. People tell me they've been Christians for years. Then why are you bound? There's something not right. There's an open door somewhere. You haven't allowed the power of truth to infiltrate a place of light. We must cooperate. That's what's called grace. Grace doesn't give you an excuse to do whatever. So many of you, I'm saved by grace. No, you're saved by God's plan if you cooperate. Amen? Does everybody get that? You are not saved because you believe Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. There's another part of it. It's called cooperation with the escape. Amen? You and I are saved by the plan of God. That's the difference between false religion, doctrines of demons, and the truth. And the Bible says the truth will set you free if you know it. No, if you practice it. You must practice truth to be free. There's a lot of people that know all kinds of, they know truth. They know the Bible. They can know the Bible from the front to back. They can memorize the page numbers. But they're not free. See, truth resides in the anointing. What is that noise? Why? Thank you. John 14, verse 6. Where does truth reside? In the anointing. Hallelujah. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except for it through me. Truth is the second, truth is in the second chamber of the tabernacle. That's where it also resides. It is the connector and the source of all things. Truth is the, remember I share with you, it's also known as the power grid. In verse 15. That's why it's in the holy place. When Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life, he said, I'm the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. I am the tabernacle. I've come into this world. Is everybody there? Verse 15. Hallelujah. Let's speak it together. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth. See, so many people don't have the Spirit of truth. Why? Because they've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and the anointing does not reside in them. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. See, if you're still a lover of the world, you can't receive it. Because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Ooh. the Spirit of truth, the Helper, the Spirit of truth. He resides in the anointing, which is the anointing is the eternal what? Power. Amen? The eternal power, presence, and truth. That's the anointing. That's who Jesus is. He's the eternal power, presence of truth. It keeps the Spirit of truth keeps you attached to the power cable of truth. This holy the Spirit of truth. His purpose is to keep you attached all the time. That's why you must have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's the Spirit of truth. In John 15, verse 26. And 27. Let's begin. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And when you also bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. So the Spirit of truth proceeds from who's from the overseer of all things, God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5. Everybody okay? You're going to see truth as a whole different thing today. 1 John chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we hear so much, how can I say? Religiosity messages that we lose sight sometimes of what God is truly trying to explain to us. When this morning he was sharing with me prevailing truth, and began to show me all of these things and about how powerful truth is. And where so many people neglect the truth. They lose sight of the truth. They get distracted. They don't maintain. They don't have the love of the truth. There's more of the love of the self than the love of the truth. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. This is he who came by the water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth, who is the connector. And he's going to show you how he connects. Next verse. For there are three that bear witness in heaven. Now you got to look at this. There are three that bear witness in heaven. The first one, he says, the Father, who is overseer of all things, right? Then the Word, then the Holy Spirit, who is also known as the Spirit of truth. And these three, what? Are one. Then there are three that bear witness on the earth. The Spirit, so we see the Spirit connects to the Spirit, doesn't it? Amen? Do you understand that? So we got the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Now we got the Spirit who's connecting to the Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth who connects all things. He is the power grid of all creation. Truth is the power grid. Okay. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit, and these are one. And there are three that bear witness on the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. Well, who brought this all together? Jesus. Amen. He came into flesh. The Word became flesh. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. So we see that the Father, the Word, and the Spirit are of the eternal realm. And the Spirit, the Word, and the blood are of the physical or the temporary realm. You know, Jesus gave us weapons. The major weapons of God is his blood, his name, and his word. Those are the major weapons. Now, there are minor weapons, which is called binding and loosening, and, of course, praise and worship. But the major his major weapons for me and you is his name, his word, and his blood. Those three are his major weapons for us as personal believers and followers. Does everybody get it? It's still all sealed in the anointing. Everything is sealed in the anointing, the power, the truth, amen, in his presence. Everything is always sealed in the anointing. But you see here that the Holy Spirit is the connector of the power. He's the power carrier from heaven, the eternal realm, to the earth in the temporary realm. John 18. Oh, yes. Gospel of John, verse 18. Glory, verse 36, John 18, verse 36. Then Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." That's why I always ask people when they make decisions, who told you that? Did God tell you that? No, that's just how I feel. That's too bad, because feelings will always mislead you. People live by their feelings that are the most dangerous people around. Amen? Those who attach to the truth hear his voice. But you got to be trained to hear his voice. That's what the Holy Spirit does. The Spirit of truth trains you to hear his voice. In fact, sometimes it's not even a voice. It's a knowing that replaces his voice. John 17, while we're there. In verse 9, Jesus prays. Everybody there? "I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me. For they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. For I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." Everyone say, "I'm not of this world." "I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by what?" So what separates you from the world? Truth. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay? "And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified." Sanctify them, sanctify them, sanctify. So truth separates you. There's a separation. The more truth you have, the more separated you are. The more truth you practice, the more separated you are. The more truth that you submit to, more light comes into you. The more truth you speak, you eat it, because what you speak is what you eat. You become more powerful. You get more revelation. You overcome yourself. You overcome your emotions. You overcome desires that are causing people to stumble. You overcome addictions. See, you can't overcome anything without the power of God Almighty. It won't work. Why? Because he's the one that created you. Amen? Go to John 8. Glory. Verse 31, please. Everybody there? Let's speak it. John 8, 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, we know that knowing the truth and not practicing the truth isn't going to free you. Amen? Jesus answered them. No, they answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of it. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. My truth has no place in you. I speak what I've seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, If you are Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." And Jesus said to him, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he has sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil." Can you imagine? They freaked out, man. "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him." So is there any truth in the devil? No. "Which he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear, because you are not of God." I'm telling you, I crawl across many people. "I'm a Christian. I'm a believer." No, you're not. Because the word believe means to what? Follow. God calls them liars. Hallelujah. Practice the truth free. Free from what? False reality. Deceptions and delusions. Romans chapter 1. Hallelujah. Romans 1:18. Everybody there? Let's speak it. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because of what may be known of God is manifested in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, and became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts are what? Darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Wow, what a shift. That ain't no holy shift. It's a demonic shift. The exchange of truth. People exchange truth to fulfill their own desires. 1 John chapter 1. Prevailing truth. Continuous. It is constant. Continuous flowing. First John chapter 1. You know, some people can't touch the truth. The devil can't touch the truth. They don't want to touch the truth. I get many people that tell me, well, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Thinking that they don't know, they won't be judged. Whether you know or not, you're going to be judged. Everybody there? Let's see here. Verse 5, please. And this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not what? Practice the truth. Wow. So God calls you a liar. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. You know, many people who don't know the truth always say that they don't sin. Oh, I don't sin. Because they don't know what sin is. They live from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, not from the tree of righteousness. And that is different. Amen? Hallelujah. You practice the truth, you're switching on the switch. And then it's flowing. And where does the truth reside? In the anointing. 1 John chapter 4. Glory. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Let's speak it together. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Now, when he speaks this, he's not only the spirits that you are hearing that are influenced, but individuals. Because they're carrying the spirit, aren't they? They're spirits. They're just spirits in the flesh suit. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus came, has come in the flesh, is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, or the spirit of deception. Because that's what the spirit of error is. It's deception. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Actually, hold on. Let's go somewhere else. 1 John chapter 2. And verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and have you heard that the Antichrist is coming? Even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. And where does the truth reside? In the anointing. He is the helper. He is the connector of all things. He's the power grid of all creation. Truth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Oh, happy days. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5. Is everybody there? Do you remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And you know now, and now you know what is restraining that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. That is, us and the Holy Spirit, the anointing. When we are taken out of the way, when we are removed from the earth, all hell will break out. We are the restrainers of the powers of darkness right now. And then the lawless one will be what? Revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. See, they didn't love the truth. They loved themselves more. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they may all be condemned who did not believe the truth. What's the word believe mean? It's who did not follow the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Whoa, yeah. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through the sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and the Father, who has loved us and given us eternal, everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and every good work. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Timothy 6. Prevailing truth. Verse 3, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which comes envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is means of gain, from such withdraw yourself. Now godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we'll close here. Verse 14. 2 Timothy 2, verse 14. Prevailing truth. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past. They overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this sealed. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate a strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. See, so you're either doing the will of God or the will of the devil, one or the other. No, I'm doing my will. Your will is the will of the devil. Anybody sitting on the fence, remember the devil owns the fence. Amen? Everybody okay? Are you hot? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We love the truth. Love the truth. I think that was the most awesome thing that happened to me when I had my visitation from the Lord. To know the truth. Think about it. You know the truth. What are you going to do with it? Can't hide it under a basket. Can't put it under your bed. Can't put it on a shelf. Amen? They must practice it so others can see truth in you. Amen? Praise God. So, Father, please seal the word today that's been released. And let the anointing so increase in our lives that wherever we go, they'll see you and not us. In Jesus' name.